happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino, and I'm happy to be joined today by, where'd he go?
Where'd Two, he go? Three, four. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Let's
I'm
get coming it started.
Up. I'm coming up. Pink. Whatever happened to Pink?
She's still dead. Kicking.
Really?
Still kicking. Still doing stuff.
Still alive?
Yeah.
Kevin's not sure. Getting not sure of that.
Pink is very much still alive. I think she's had another kid. I don't know if you can be dead and still having kids. I mean, most married people are, but.
Nice.
Think that?
This so, beard comes in a little fuller and I take off these glasses, they can't tell us apart.
Here's the weird thing that's happening
in this office. They can't tell us apart.
You started growing a beard and I realized that I had a little bit, it's Craig Miller, everyone, yay. I realized I had a little bit of an aversion to it at first.
Sure. One, different.
Because it's possible, I'm used to having the best beard in the office and it's possible that you can eclipse me.
No way.
That's one. Two, I think the more hidden reason is because we already get called a cult as is.
Yeah.
Okay. If all of us have beards and we're now clearly wearing the same hoodie, which you can get on kindoffunny.com/store, Kevin, bring it up, people are really going to start to question us.
Is all Did I'm saying. Tim wear it too?
I think everyone in this office
Tim!
Wore it.
Tim!
Kevin went old school. He's wearing
Tim!
The cyan
Tim!
Tim
Doinkers.
Tim Doinkers.
Doink, doink.
While we're waiting for Tim, of course, ladies and gentlemen, go over to kindoffunny.com/store. This is pre-order only right now. Someone was asking me in the comment section yesterday whether or not this hoodie will be available on the show floor of RTX Sydney.
And not I a don't think it will. Not a fucking chance of now. Here's so the thing, everybody. Rooster Teeth fears us. They know we can be bigger, so they don't promote us as well. He's wearing it too. Yeah, right, yeah, we are a cult.
This I just feel like if there were a bowl of Kool-Aid or like a bowl of punch.
This is the thumbnail. But look, everybody look hard. No, look hard.
All right, now look sweet.
All right.
That's great.
I want that screen cap with a heart, and then I want it black and white. I want us cut out. I want a little outline around us. I want a cityscape behind us. And then I want in tagging text, don't fuck with us.
Right.
Don't
fuck with us. I also think
oh, no, actually... I want to say, kind of funny, ain't nothing to fuck with.
Right.
Okay.
Or Hail Xenu.
Or Hail Xenu.
You know what I mean?
Give me some options
are we
when you
cult?
Send these in.
Or are we awesome? Do you want to be a part of this cult?
I think we're awesome, man.
This What's happening? Nice What's happening? Movies, why are you doing this?
Fashionable. I like him a lot. I do. I fucked up though because I'm getting a little warm. I want to zip this down, but I think
do
I put
it.
This on the
Yeah, that's what I just I did to you. So what's worth it. Pointing out about these hoodies?
Oh no, I get it.
They're thin, which I like.
They're
a fashion hoodie?
Fashion hoodie.
What is that?
That's what they're called.
Oh. Hoodies. Okay.
Kevin, look at
I'm just saying like we've had, you know, usually when I wear a hoodie it's cuz I'm cold. I'm going to go outside and be cold. Mm. This is I feel like I wear a jacket over it. Which
well,
is
you're
great
like,
this week cuz
you're one of those weird ass fucking Midwestern kids that like we go
layers
out.
Up.
We go no, he isn't layer up. We go out in Boston and it's negative 30 degrees and I'm freezing my ass off with five jackets. You're like, "I'm a hoodie weather."
Yeah.
I'm fine. So this to you, you must be sweating your balls off right now.
No, this is actually so far a pretty good compromise in between. Hold on one second though.
I consider Greg Miller a layer.
We all are starting to look exactly alike.
You think he's a layer?
Come back in and zip it up just a little bit though, just so we look all exactly alike. Just fucking regular old white people.
Greg, would
with
you like
beards.
To like okay, let's do a scene. You wanna do a scene with me?
Sure.
You want to improv with me?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Here's the setup for the scene. We are going house to house trying to convert people to the kind of funny religious lifestyle. Hello?
Wait, we're the cult.
Well, the cult's out there. Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, you gotta play the homeowner. You gotta play the homeowner.
Clap the homeowner.
Sure. No, I think he just opened the door, but Jesus. He did it very. It was a squeaky door.
Wait, was it a spooky door?
it was a squeaky door.
Is it Halloween?
Come into my haunted mansion.
The cult is scared away. Like, oh, fuck! Ghost Nick,
which
ghost!
Which one of us is killing
him? I'm trying to put you guys in the moment, but.
Come on, man, it was just some fun.
We're just having a goof. We're just having a goof.
Like Pink said, I'm coming up.
I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
That is what she said.
Is it up or out?
Up. I'm coming up.
Is it?
I'm coming up, so you better get this party.
I always thought it was out.
No. That'd be a different kind of party.
Would you be surprised to know that I can never remember the lyrics to songs?
No, not at all.
I never could do it. And here's why. Musically, when I played trumpet growing up, I always listened to the music. Never the lyrics.
Sure.
Always just the rhythm
sure.
and the metal, like just, you know, the basic Reminders sound effects that were happening
oh
in the song.
God.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Gucci Gang,
the kind of funny morning show. We are the Gucci Gang. But we're not quite as high class as Gucci. We should be maybe like the Kate Spade gang.
Okay.
How about that?
The Walmart
gang. Michael Kors gang.
The Kirkland brand gang.
There it is. Love that. Kind of Funny Morning Show happens here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames each and every day. You guys can be in the chat with us. It's fun. It's super good. We'll talk to you. You talk to us. It's awesome. If you don't have time for that, or if you live in some other stupid country or another time zone and you can't watch this, you got to get like all those people in UK. It's like, I get off work and watch this, Nick. Stop making fun of me. It's okay. We put this on YouTube as well. Leave a comment there. I've been really enjoying people's comments there. I jump in the comments every day. Check it out. Give me one a little heart. Like, hey, I liked this. If I really liked it, I'll give it a thumbs up. And if I really, really liked it, I'll reply to it. And if I hate it, I'll reply to it with something snide that's sarcastic. And you won't know if I'm being sarcastic because I'm clever. You see how that works, Greg?
I do.
I'm clever.
People in the chat here are trying to start shit and saying, I'm pretty sure it's coming out. It is not. It is coming up. I'm looking at I have the lyrics pulled up over here, everybody.
I don't see anyone in the chat saying anything about it.
Kevin, no. Don't fucking lie, all right? Flying Kevin, Wombat, pretty sure it's out.
What's rule number three, Kevin?
Mark from the res, I thought it was out.
Of course, this podcast, we put this out as a podcast as well. iTunes, SoundCloud, all that jazz. So you guys can go listen over there if you're weird as shit and you don't like watching stuff. Like me, because I'm old as fuck. Greg, a couple housekeeping things. A lot of fun stuff happening this week.
Yeah, yay. Big week.
I'm excited about today, The Incredible Hulk. The MCU in review. It launched. It is on our channel. I forgot to put it in the links that Kevin usually uses to open the story, so I'll just fill time until he does that.
YouTube.com/kindoffunny.
That's where we're going. It doesn't matter. It's really fun. We did a deep dive. You guys didn't know we're doing this. Every week we're doing a deep dive into one Marvel movie. Last week it was Iron Man. This week it is The Incredible Hulk. And this one was actually a lot of fun to go back and watch as well. It was surprising for all of us, I think, because we hadn't seen it in a very long time. Iron Man I've watched probably once a year since I was born. This one, I haven't seen Incredible Hulk since Blockbuster was a thing.
Sure.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't think after I saw it in theaters, I don't think I ever watched it again. So yeah, it's funny. We talk about another thing about our impressions, thoughts on it. But MCU in review, episode 2 is up right now. Of course, then your homework for next week, watch Iron Man 2 when the new one pops Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Look at this. Look how good this looks.
It's a good looking shot, man.
I know.
Only took us 3 years, but we figured out how to look good on camera.
You know. And now everything's breaking, so that's good.
Yeah.
Also coming up on the shows today, if you are a Patreon subscriber, guess what? You get to watch GOG live today at 2 p.m. We are going to try to hit that.
We're for sure hitting it. You're going to Whole Foods? That's how we're making it happen.
I'm going to Whole Foods. I'm bringing lunch in. Danny Mac from Heel Kick is joining us today. We're going to talk about what it takes to make an independent film and get that shit marketed. I'm very excited about this. Spoilers, I already talked to him for an hour today.
Yeah.
Burned through all the good material.
Yeah, I know.
We're just going to bring it back. Greg, now I know you've never interviewed people before, so let me give you a tidbit of advice here. Yeah. The pre-interview, every bit as important as the interview.
Mm.
You form a rapport. Mm. You form a layer of trust. And then when you strangle them.
You're so good. You know what I mean?
And then when you get them in that vulnerable position, you can tell them to take their
clothes
off.
That's when you come in with the hard questions.
Yeah.
The ones they don't expect. The ones that aren't going to come for
it.
Right there.
What's it like wearing cool boots? What's it like being fashionable?
Exactly.
What's it like having a fade that actually works?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Danny Mac, he's Canadian.
Danny, get over here for a second. Let the people see.
You're talking about what it takes. Of course, Heel Kick, I'm in the wrestling mockumentary. I'm in it. It's available for pre-order right now on iTunes. He made it. He stars
there
in it.
There he is.
Look how good he looks.
Hi.
He looks great today.
Too tall in the morning.
Too tall.
No, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's
good shower. Come down a little bit.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Good shower this morning.
You did.
Yeah.
Necessary.
Yeah, but I see what you mean about the fade. His fade looks real good.
His fade looks good. His hair. What's amazing is watching the movie. He just disappeared in that character. And then when I met him, he was a very refined, very well-spoken, very charming young gentleman who does not, in fact, use steroids.
Oh, okay.
That I know of.
You'd have to see the paperwork on that to be certain.
We'll do some blood testing later on the show today. I got a lot of fun stuff planned for you later on the GOG.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 p.m. today. It's going to be great.
Are we going to arm wrestle?
We're not going to arm wrestle. True story. I arm wrestled Greg one time at, what was that place down on King Street that we used to go to? Remember, it was like a bar. Not Pedro's, the other Pete's.
Yeah.
I arm wrestled him one time. We got drunk. I was like, I'm fucking working out. I'm going to arm wrestle him. Threw out my shoulder. He fucked up my shoulder for 6 months.
I'm strong like bull.
He has the strength of like 3 lethargic bears.
Bears
that have not really eaten a lot. They just came out of the cave, but they're still like kind of crazy scared strong.
Like a bear in March.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's Greg Miller right there.
Official X-Death in relation to Danny says, Jesus Christ, handsome man.
He's beautiful.
Aww, you're handsome man. Guys, so nice.
All right, well, you'll be on GOG 2 p.m.
I will.
Heel Kick available for pre-order right now. It helps out Danny.
I was looking at the monitor, not
so I'm kicking this out there.
I'm
spamming in the chat to pre-order Heel Kick. The idea is that when it comes out on the 19th, we want to have it already on the top charts of iTunes.
Top 10 of iTunes.
So people get in there. If you needed, if you've seen Heel Kick and need another reason to buy Heel Kick so you can watch it again, Danny, me, and Nick are doing a watch along this afternoon that we'll publish once Heel Kick's live, so you can watch along with us at home. Heel Kick!
There it is. I'm very excited about this. Even from the 5 minutes I was talking to him earlier, I was like, God, your life is fascinating.
Yeah.
He's all the ins and outs on how to distribute all these things. He's hanging out with Candace Cameron Burr.
I want to get pro tips for the movie we're working on.
Oh, I know. That's why we're going to... We got to hang out with him at some point today, off camera, talk about that, because I want him to go through my... I want you to go through my outline at some point. Because a long time ago, you were like, hey, if you ever have anything that you want me to look at, and now I have something for you to look at. That's great. It's not a script yet. It's mostly just some pictures drawn and then a couple links to porn. Ladies and gentlemen, also, we're having Youssef on the show Friday. He's not going to come on Friday. He's actually going to come on tomorrow to talk about Jackmanoff. So I posted that he's coming in Friday. Jeff Ramsey's actually going to be joining us on Friday. He's coming back in for my comedy show, which is Thursday night. So Youssef's coming on the show tomorrow. I'm gathering all your feedback from the Reddit. If you guys look on my... I don't know if we can put the fucking... Oh, I'll spam the chat later with a Reddit link. If you guys have any questions or want
to
see anything...
No, just go to reddit.com/r/kindoffunny.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, go there, post any questions, comments, or concerns you have for the Jackmanoff. What I want to do is I want to open up the Jackmanoff to everyone in 2018. So I want to try to figure out the best way to do that. We're going to talk about my results tomorrow, like what it took, what we did, the exercises we did, how I ate, all these things, and then what I've learned from that so that I can go forward in 2018 and get that body that I want. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be super fun.
Right here.
Last thing. I'll just pimp it out anyway. Hey, if you didn't know, if I haven't beaten you over the head with this, I'm doing a show at Cobb's Comedy Club Thursday, 8 p.m. Go to cobbscomedy.com. You guys want tickets? It's called Real Live Comedians. I'm one of those comedians. I'm probably gonna go up first. So you know.
Really?
I probably not.
Best for first, they always say.
We'll see. Cool
Greg and I have been talking about it. Like, we're bringing a whole bunch of people. It's like 18 people coming from the Kind of Funny crew. My plan is this. We are going to go fucking nuts for you. Everybody else who comes out, either before or after, we just boo.
If you want to be a dick, don't boo. Just don't do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stonewall.
What if you do one of these where you're just like, yeah, right.
Oh, like the guy last night at the open mic that I went to? I go to an open mic last night.
Yeah.
At a place called the Mission Hill Saloon.
Sounds good.
It was actually a really good mic. And the thing is right now is everyone's on their New Year's resolution, so every mic I've been to has like 30 people, which is super fun.
Yeah.
But the guy that owns the bar just sits back there the entire time and heckles.
Got like a knife and he's picking shit out of his nails.
But he's like creepy heckler where like he'll go up to girls and once and be like, you do real well. And they're like, hey man, come on, hashtag, like, you know, you can't do this shit anymore.
Up.
Yeah, time's up, buddy.
Not the climate for that.
Yeah, exactly. But the entire time, just heckling people, myself included.
What did he say to you?
He just...
You're like, right, buddy!
He just agrees with you. Very loudly.
Oh, really? So he's like,
hey, man, that's really funny. Catholic people.
He's got the rag over his shoulder, and he's like cleaning out a mug, and he's like...
No, he's got a bar.
You nailed it, man!
He sits at the bar and drinks all night, because it's his bar,
sure.
Apparently.
God, what a dream.
And then just, like, says whatever he wants to say, and then the bartender shushes him. He's like, whatever. It's like my parents, where, like, when my mom will get antsy enough to share an opinion
on
something.
What? It's my house!
And it's like quasi-racist opinion, and my dad's like, Elena, you can't say things like that. What? You know, where, like, she's embarrassed, so she doubled down and, like, defends herself on it. I'm the only person that has an Italian mom. We'll move on.
First off, if you want your own Italian mom, though, follow Elena on Twitter, at Mama Scarpino.
Don't do that.
I did not realize this was an account that was really
my brother made that. Do not do that. That is not... My brother did that before he understood how the internet worked, and that's just that's a recipe for disaster. Don't do that.
I mean,
fuck it, ride the light.
Right now, there's three tweets. It's not like there's that much. From 26th of May 2015, had a great time with Nick Scarpino and Kind of Funny Vids. Can't wait for the next live show.
My brother definitely wrote that tweet.
May 2015, she retweeted you. Let's talk about Final Fantasy characters for the nicknames.
There was a moment.
And then it's just a photo of her with a woman and a baby.
Who the fuck is that? Who are those people? Oh! Those are my cousins from Italy. There you go.
Why were you so alarmed?
If you showed up on your mom's Twitter and there's a random baby and a random lady, what would you think?
I don't know.
I would immediately jump to dual life. I thought that I was her only child. She has another family, and here they are.
Oh, that would be amazing. Because it would be one more person to commiserate with, you know?
Sure.
I would call them and be like, has she been terrorizing you over text for the last 6 years, too? They'd be like, yeah, she has.
Yeah, she has.
But my brother calls it like she speaks in like broken English. over texts because she just leaves that. Every once in a while she'll leave out pronouns.
Yeah, just for fun.
Like, we can't tell if she's fucking with us or not. She's like, did you choose to leave out all the pronouns?
It seems like this is, you had to go out of your way to do
choice.
This.
Like, you're not even, you're fucking around. All right, let's go into a few news stories, Greg. How do you feel about that?
I can't wait.
First news story comes from Variety.com. Kevin, you're winning. MoviePass hits 1.5 million subscribers.
Yep, we're doing it.
We've been reporting on
movie theaters.
Kevin's got it. Joey's got it. Do you have it yet?
No.
Okay. I think Tim has it too.
Tim Geddes has it.
Tim's getting it.
Has it.
I'm close to being converted.
I just feel like I will never use it enough.
If you use it once a month, you're saving money. It's $10 a month. A movie ticket costs $12.
But it works at Alamo. You said it works at Alamo.
It works at the Alamo. I'm trying to figure out how to make it work better at the Alamo.
How's it work bad at the Alamo?
Well, because you get there and you buy your ticket and it's like, all
right,
well.
Oh, right. That's the fucking garbage about this. I have to be like in fucking front of the theater to use
it. But hold on a second. You don't.
Kevin right now acting and talking and gestating like he is the guy at the bar. He's like, hold on a second though.
But that's not all. That's not all.
Right now I can book a ticket for the Alamo. So what I wanted to find out is if I can book a ticket for the Alamo and then buy the ticket online. I still have to test.
Okay.
I still have to test.
Okay. I want you to get back to me with this information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin, a lot of people are like-minded like you. Segueing back to the news story, movie ticketing services MoviePass now has more than 1.5 million paid subscribers, adding 500,000 in less than a month. The service will make the announcement on Tuesday, allows subscribers to purchase a single... So, excuse me, the service which made that announcement on Tuesday allows subscribers to purchase a single movie ticket per day for a flat monthly subscription fee by using a mobile app. The company, which is majority owned by Helios and Matheson Analytics, that sounds like a fucking totally made up company, by the way.
They're definitely doing genetic testing right now that will lead to the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we are getting to X-Men very quickly. Unveiled a pricing plan in August at $9.95 per month. It then offered a limited time subscription in November for $6.95 a month. This thing's just getting cheaper. Quote, MoviePass is attracting people back to the movie theaters by lowering their costs, which we believe is transformational for the industry, said Ted Farnsworth. These are made up people. These are fucking made up people.
This is just
Ted,
like,
I'm Ted Farnsworth.
It's literally like two guys in their mom's basement. They're like, fuck, they want a quote on Ted Farnsworth. All right, like he's the CFO.
Call up Ted.
Get Google image search, but like, put a mustache on him.
All right, another scene. Danny, get in here. We're doing improv right now. Right now. We're in the basement. Right, we need someone. We'd have to cast someone as Ted Farnsworth for this phone call.
Sure.
What do we do? Danny, you have to be Ted Farnsworth now.
Ted Farnsworth, gotcha. Yeah.
Go, dial the phone. Beep, boop, bop, boop, boop. What's up, Variety? We're here with Ted Farnsworth from MoviePass. Ted, take it away.
What's his title?
He is the chairman and chief executive officer of Helios and Matheson.
Ted here. Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to run a couple things by you. First of all, why am I calling you?
We have 1.5 million.
Oh, we have 1.5 million paid subscribers, adding 500,000 in less than a month. That's
Thanks.
4 weeks.
Wow, good job, Ted, that's a really good number. Wow. Why don't you go to business school?
Oh, I gotta go. I'm diarrhea. Hang up.
There it is, the improv.
Good job.
Nothing better than improv when you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
And
there's
no setup for it because the person organizing it doesn't know how improv works.
Now, in there, Eric Z in the chat says, this guy again, in reference to Danny Mac. I don't know who he is, but he is still too tall and too handsome. I don't like him.
Yeah. He's actually way taller than you think, too. You see him in the movie, he looks of average height, but he is not. He is a good 6'7".
Now, see, this is exactly... I'm glad this is working, sure, whatever. I'm glad Kevin's happy. I'm glad it's going. But it's them, all of you, playing into Big Movie's pocket again, where it's the same thing that you all... Not you all, but... Kevin,
what is Big Movies? Like Big Oil?
And they keep making bad films that like nobody in their normal fucking mind would go see. But guess what? Joey Noel and Kevin go over there and see Downsizing and hate it. And guess what? You just put money in Matt Damon's pocket and in Kristen Wiig's pocket and all the people who are like, this isn't a great movie, but we'll put it out because some schmuck with MoviePass will see it.
You guys, this is so bad.
I will paint an alternative future for you on that one.
Do you like it?
Right? I think what it's actually doing is it's encouraging Kevin to go see movies like Lady Bird and I, Tonya and movies
he was
that he
see
normally...
Those anyway.
I don't don't think that most people would have gone out to see a movie like I, Tonya if you didn't have a more... I think it's incentivizing people to see all movies, which I think is good. Because sure. if you don't make the downsizing, you don't get the ladybirds. That's just the way it goes.
I guess, but I mean, yeah.
You know, like if you don't get those... If you don't get... If you, we don't support... Unfortunately, if we don't support those Hollywood blockbusters, those are the ones that fund...
The Hollywood blockbuster downsizing. Well, no,
you
know, I know what you mean.
You know, like if you're going out to see Star Wars for the second or third time, well, maybe that's Disney being able to fund then those other indie sure. films that are actually sure. good movies, you know?
Not like the
Last Jedi, which was just a steaming, heaping pile of whatever that fucking...
It ruined your childhood.
Whatever that said. Sea cow thing was, dog
oh,
shit.
God. He does that. He does that look.
That's your hero. That's the kid you grew up wanting to be.
Yeah.
That's fucking Mark Hamill right there. That's acting. So, I don't know. I haven't converted yet. In my brain, I'm still like... And here's
you see
why.
A lot of movies, though. It seems like I make a lot. And you do the weird, hey, it's Sunday. It's 1:30 on a Sunday. I'm going to walk to the local theater.
You're always so excited.
It's usually 9:30. My wife wakes me up. She goes, there's a movie in 1 hour. Let's go. It's me and old people and children.
Nice.
And that means I'm one of those.
You got your Werther's original.
Nick,
I've been experiencing the same thing at like local movie theaters. I've gone to the Stonestown one and the Empire.
I love that Stonestown theater.
I hate it.
I love it.
It stinks.
It smells bad.
It smells so bad.
The chairs
are at the weirdest angles.
The padding in the chairs are gone, so you're just sitting on the plastic rim the entire time. It's so uncomfortable. But I love it because it looks like a movie set. Like you walk in and it's just two theaters, and you're like. This is fantastic.
Well, it was a theater, where they have like stage shows.
That checks out.
Yeah, I think they built a wall in between. They're like, all right, now it's two movies.
I also
theaters.
Love that they cheaped out on that wall. So if there's like an action movie happening in the other theater, you're basically listening to that movie also, which is annoying. That's what happens in my local theaters all the time. Where I'm like, they just had a closet and they put a fucking projector in it, and you're just listening to all the movies.
Yeah,
it's super fun.
I'm just blown away that you haven't signed up for it yet.
It's one of those things where I honestly don't sign up for it because I'm worried that I'm only going to use it for a month and then I'm going to pay for it for the next 6 months without really using it. I'm weird about subscription things. Like I signed up for a free trial of HBO. This is how I'm not making this up.
Sure.
We had to watch The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I was watching it on HBO Go on my PS4 app, but it kept fucking up the stream.
Which is weird.
It happens every once in a while when I'm on Wi-Fi in my house.
Okay.
But HBO Go is not good at... At least the app in my house with my setup is not great at buffering and lowering the quality.
Sure.
So it stops, and then it buffers, and good. Which is good because then the quality is good, but then it's bad because it takes me an extra half hour to watch the fucking movie.
Got right.
tired of it, went over to Amazon, and I'm like, I'm just going to rent this. Accidentally clicked on the 7-day free trial of HBO, right?
Yeah.
Thinking, I'll just cancel it tomorrow. Right
now you've been an HBO subscriber for 12 years.
No, here's what happened, right? And this is why I'm terrified of subscriptions. Get a text from my wife. Did we subscribe to HBO?
They're at on the Amazon? Door.
And I was like, no. She's like, I saw that on our Amazon account, and I just wanted to let you know that we should not do that. So you should. And then it was just like, I'm like, I just have to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get off this fucking subscription platform,
sure.
man.
Okay. Because
it's like heroin. Apparently, it's just the worst fucking thing to be on. So that's where I'm at with that. Next news story, Kev. This comes from Egan.com. Deadpool 2 producer doesn't think they'll replace TJ Miller after allegations. Alex Gilyadov says it's not likely TJ Miller's role as Weasel will be replaced in Deadpool 2 following recent allegations of sexual misconduct and abuse against the actor. In an interview with Rotten Tomatoes, the film's producer, Lauren Shuler Donner, said it would not be possible to drop Miller at this stage, with Deadpool 2 hitting theaters on June 1st. We're in the final editing, Shuler said. I don't think so. Shuler Donner also briefly touched on Miller's future in the franchise, indicating it's up to Disney and Fox to make the decision, which is expected to happen after the Disney-Fox deal closes. Quote, that's a whole studio thing, Donner said. I don't know. Basically, here's what this quote reads to me. I'm going to evade this at all costs.
Run the
right
clock.
Now.
Run the clock
We're
out.
Just running the clock out. Here's how I know this is bullshit, of course. There's a... you guys can see, if you go to this story, you can see they've also... They're drawing the parallels between how bullshit this is, because Ridley Scott was able to replace an entire actor in his film in like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They have 6 months. They could absolutely take TJ Miller out of Deadpool. Granted, it comes down to budgeting thing, but I think it's just one of those things where it's like, it's not worth it for us.
So this is a loaded landmine of a question, I understand. But is TJ Miller a bad guy?
He had some accusations come out.
I know about the allegations, and then I saw him and his wife's lengthy response on Facebook. Did you see that?
Mm-mm, I did
not. Where they put it up, and they were like, hey, This woman has been obsessed with him since we were in college, all of us in college. Mm-hmm. She's been saying crazy stuff since then. We flatly deny this, blah, blah. And then that was the last I heard of it. So when this article popped up, I was like, oh, like, is it, I don't, and this sounds stupid, but this is still a, one that's happening. I don't, is there movement on this one? I feel like this is the problem when this happens. And there's the he said, or the she said, then the he said,
right.
And then there's no, like, there's right? No Kevin saying. Spacey was like, oh, maybe I did, I'm gay. And everybody's like, all right, you're being a dirtbag right now. Well, you're a bad person.
A lot more stories came out of Kevin Spacey, and then that was, you know, you never know. You don't know, you really don't know, but obviously Netflix investigated and saw fit to remove him from House of Cards,
right.
Which they would not do if there wasn't a really good reason for that.
And that's why I feel like this one's a gray area one of like, well, he says something, or that's what she said, that's what he says. There's no...
We'll see.
What do we do?
We'll see. I don't know. I do not know.
What do we do?
We don't do anything because we are not the people in charge of making Deadpool 2. We are the people in charge of watching it and then doing reacts to it.
I'm pretty stoked. We're gonna June. I didn't realize it was that far, that close.
It's coming. Oh, man. There's a lot of good movies coming out in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Black Panther's
coming out. Coming out hot. You know what, Kev? We're going to skip this next story because we're getting a little long on this one.
I'm popping in. Forgotten Hell says multiple people confirmed hearing it happen, though, ? I don't remember that part of the story, if I heard that part of the story. But again, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I don't know what to do in these situations.
Yeah, it's a bit hard. Again, it's out of our pay range. We don't have clearance for this, so we're just going
to
move.
All right, we're gonna go back to our cruising altitude.
We're going to go back to our cruising altitude, which takes us right back to Amazon Originals. Kevin, the Ticks going to form a wacky super team. It's coming back in February.
Yeah. Wait, February?
What's that?
That's so close.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Man, I've been hankering for some more.
Now, if you didn't know, Kevin and I... We bonded finally.
You guys like the Tick, yeah?
We bonded finally over the Tick. What? Now Amazon does this weird thing where they make a pilot episode for something, and then if it catches on, you have to wait like 8 months for them to go into production of it.
Yeah.
And then when it comes back, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's what happened here. Pilot episode, good. Came back, totally different. Different costume. Same scene, by the way, because they left on a cliffhanger in the middle of an apartment. Come back, and they make one joke about how the costume changed, how he looks different.
Brilliant.
This show is fucking fun. Go watch it right now. Get ready because Kevin and I are, when it launches in February, we are going to spend at least half of an hour talking about this.
For sure.
The Tick season 2 in review, and you watch everyone, you put up a video.
There you go.
We have after credit scenes and shit.
Yeah, so this is coming in February. That's great.
Awesome.
Let's see what they're like. Well, the first Dungeons of Mind and Crew, the Ticks first season starts streaming on. What? Oh, when the second half of The Tick's first season starts streaming on February 23rd. Oh. Right, I forgot they fucking split it up. That's stupid. Whatever.
No, that makes me feel a lot better about it.
Did you?
Yeah, that does make that just took it from good to perfect.
Well, I don't know about
doesn't
perfect.
It, Kevin? Maybe I should read the articles before I put them on.
No, it's fine. You're just excited. Let me see your names here.
What?
I don't mean to throw you a curveball here.
What do you got?
But in between us coming out here, did Stan Lee get accused of sexual harassment too?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I showed you guys the story earlier.
Well, we're doing a show, so it's hard. Yeah, but yeah, that's I saw the headline go up. Yeah,
pull
and
that
then
up,
it floated away.
Motherfucker.
Nope, that's not it.
Yeah, I'll read it. I got it pulled up over here. You're on the Daily Mail one?
Kev? Sure. Yeah.
It's in the chat right now if you click on that.
Yeah, I got it.
Daily Mail exclusive. Oh, God, the fucking ads at the top. Oh, God, more ads down here.
Oh, my God, there's so much ads on
Marvel creator Stan Lee, 95, is accused of groping nurses and demanding oral sex in the shower at his $2 million Los Angeles home, but says he's a victim of a shakedown. I'm going to read you the bullet points now. Is that how you read Daily Mail article? Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. It's Daily Mail a real place? Who cares?
Stan Lee, the 95-year-old comic book legend who co-created Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Incredible Hulk, and other characters, is accused of sex abuse. DailyMail.com can disclose a nursing company employed to care for him stopped working with him after a string of complaints. Young female nurses complained he demanded oral sex from them, groped them, and walked around naked. But Lee's lawyers tell DailyMail.com he has sent a cease and desist letter to the company, which employs the women, accusing it of defaming Lee. Mr. Lee will not be extorted or blackmailed and will pay no money to anyone because he has done absolutely nothing wrong, says his attorney, Tom Lawless. Lee has a personal fortune of 15... Oh, why does that matter right now? He remains a fixture at comic conventions. And then there's an actual article, I guess. It's saying longer. Nursing company. As of yet, no police complaint has been made and no lawsuits filed. Then we're back to this. Interesting. I don't read the Daily Mail a lot, but the bullet points summarizing the article I'm about to read is interesting. Mm-hmm. But good for you, I guess. You know what you're doing over there.
Over the Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, man.
So that's a developing story right there, as you see. But they're fighting back and saying this is not what it is.
Here's the unfortunate part of this, right, is that we've seen this now play out over and over and over again with people go. There's two ways of dealing with this. There's copping to it and apologizing and being like, I realize I've done something wrong. I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to go away. Or there's pushing back, which we've learned now just makes it harder.
Real quick, I want to throw out that a lot of the chat saying the Daily Mail is a UK tabloid. A lot of people who have a better understanding of the UK. And I'm not saying
it's a UK tabloid, but they're still getting quotes from his lawyer, so they are dealing with this, supposedly. Unless they made up a lawyer, just like fucking MoviePass made up their CEO, Ted Farnsworth.
It's a game kids in the basement. Oh, fuck.
What do we do? We need a lawyer name.
We threw it out there. It's out there. You know about it. We'll watch it as it develops. We'll get back to the stories we put on here of the nerdy comic book news you need to know about.
Yeah, there you go. Next news story, I suppose. And this leads me into our bigger topic. Greg, there's a report Fox is still developing a Kitty Pryde X-Men solo movie directed by Tim Miller. Tim Miller, the original director of Deadpool.
Okay.
The ink may still be dying on the massive deal between Disney and Fox that's bringing mutants back to Marvel Cinematic Universe, but that doesn't mean Fox has any plans of slowing down production on one of the last X-Men movies. It may make a spinoff starring Kitty Pryde. According to Collider, Tim Miller is currently developing a film starring one of the youngest X-Men who since her introduction as a teen in 1980, has gone on to become one of the team's most talented members and leaders. Collider reports that while there are no concrete details about the proposed film other than its existence, Fox is still very actively pursuing the project, even as the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Deadpool, and company get ready to join their Marvel siblings in the House of Mouse. Of all the classic characters introduced in Fox X-Men, Kitty Pryde, Shadow Cat, if you will, has gone through... I don't know, she talks about Kitty Pryde. Here's my question for you.
Yeah, lay it on me.
A, do we care about Kitty Pryde? B, do we care about Kitty Pryde in the Foxverse? C, would it be cooler if they developed this at Disney, and what other X-Men characters do we want to see get their solo films?
A, do we care about Kitty Pryde? I'm interested in Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
I don't know her well. Of course, she popped up, Ellen Page, in the X movies, but X3 is when she popped up, right? And that movie was fucking bad. And that sucks. But she wasn't in X2, right? No, X3 is when
she
popped
in,
up.
I believe she was in X3, and she was in Days of Future Past as well. Remember, she was like, oh, it'll help you.
It's too late. By that point, it's gone. You know what I mean?
You're gone.
She's an interesting character because I know she means a lot in comics. I enjoyed when her and Logan were running the X Institute for a while there, I think, in New York. And then she's popped up once or twice in Iceman so far on the Cena Grace run.
Right.
And I've enjoyed her there. I'm interested in Kitty Pryde. As a casual observer of Marvel, reading here and there, I don't know much about her.
Right.
I'd be interested to see more. Sure. B, do we care if Fox is doing it?
Yeah.
No. Stop, Fox. Stop. Yeah. Stop everything you're doing. Just stop. It's over. You signed the fucking deal.
We did it.
And then C, would this be better as a Disney flick? Fuck yeah, it would be better as a Disney flick. Everybody should be Disney now. You bought them? Stop making everything. Don't make it more convoluted. Let's get everybody in the same universe, under the same umbrella. Let Thanos fucking reset the universe. Let's get interesting.
Yeah, that's my thoughts exactly, right? But one of the things that I got excited about reading this was like, oh, right, there are so many X-Men characters now that we're going to get solo films for as well, right? We're going to start building out that universe like we did the X-Men or the Avengers universe, and that's going to be really fucking cool. Or is it going to be oversaturate me and I'm just going to stop caring just like I did because of The Last Jedi about Star Wars?
Well, no, it turns out you're a fickle mistress. One misstep and you cut a franchise out of your life. You melted all your Star Wars toys.
You melted my Star Wars toys,
sorry
first
about
of
that.
All. And you did it because you guys have a kegerator in there now. Y'all get drunk every fucking day at the office.
I'll tell you what. I used to come to work and be like, oh, can't wait for this to be over.
Right.
And now I come to work and I'm like, I can't wait for 2 p.m. to fucking get in that kegerator.
You still want it to be over, but you want it to be dull when you get there. That's the important thing. It's one of those things where, like, I am very excited. I'm excited to see what they do with X-Men. I'm excited. An Iceman standalone movie, like, I never thought I'd want that, but now looking at what Disney's been able to do, that could be cool.
I still don't...
They're going to get to Cyclops movie and you're like, nah, we're good.
I think he's more interesting than Iceman in terms of a standalone movie, personally. Maybe. Personally. Maybe. But I also, like Kitty Pryde, like, yeah, show me. I'm to the point in all these comic book movies that it's just like, all right, cool. If you have a story to tell about that person, give them to me. Black Panther, I still know fucking nothing about, but I'm, oh, new Marvel movie, can't wait. Right. Fucking, all right, let's go.
Here's my, you want to know what my ultimate pie in the sky dream is?
I'd love to know your
heart. Iron Man comes out, right? Everyone's like, who the fuck is Iron Man? Nobody cares about Iron Man. Like, no one's really care about this character, it doesn't matter. It's like a second-rate Marvel character. Robert Downey Jr. comes, does a fucking amazing job at it, resets this entire, like, sets in motion this entire universe that now has led us to Infinity War, which is great. The nerds are winning, that's cool. My hope, my grand hope, is that they find that the best character, the most underutilized character of the X-Men universe, and do that for him. And that character's name is Morph.
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 If they make a Morph movie, I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. Cast Danny Mac as Morph.
Are you in regardless, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm never out.
Yeah. You're never leaving anymore.
I'm first in line to that one. You get that movie pass, I get Morph.
Morph.
Hey, Wolverine, I'm Morph.
I don't remember Morph at all. I mean, I remember the X.
Do you remember anything that Iron Man did pre-2008?
Alcohol problem.
There you go. Okay.
Guess what? Demon in a bottle. It's like a famous Morph cover. And
yeah, there you go. Same well, alcohol Morph. Gets everyone.
Morph.
I love that I make one, I talk about The Last Jedi for 1 second, and then I look back at the chat like it's 5 minutes later, still like, fuck Nick, stop talking about The Last Jedi.
Because they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're sharpening your pointy stick.
I'm trying to keep this show interesting. Try to keep it interesting while y'all come to the cult. That's not what I meant to do. I meant to do that. There you go. Just erase that. Kevin, delete that part.
I can't.
Delete that part.
That's not a thing that happens.
Delete it.
Kevin, I need you
we
to
do
go.
Do need a cool salute, though, for our cult. How about this?
How about we just not have any sort of salute?
As long as it is like this,
yeah,
sure.
This is very American.
I can do whatever I want to this, yeah.
Alrighty. Tidy, no. Ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the news today. Let's go into some tips. Tips, of which there are two.
Yay.
And they total $11.69. I love that you guys do that. First tip comes from Keely Q9. Says, hey guys, any tips for hotels or areas for a hotel for a kind of funny prom? Anywhere in San Francisco is probably going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. San Francisco is not that big. I would say you want to, I mean, most of the hotel stuff is downtown.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be. Just go to the W. Come on. Third.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Shout out those bucks for the W.
It's not that much. Everybody thinks it's that much. It's not that much.
It's a lot.
Compared to what?
They're looking
what at are me. You going to get downtown that's going to be dirt cheap?
We just recommend
the good hotel?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The Kimpton? Kimpton
anywhere
place.
In the Tenderloin.
Oof. Don't go to the Tenderloin. Cool Greg can't protect all of you.
No. He'll try, though. Cool Greg is, if you guys don't know, Cool Greg is the knight. He is the Batman of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want everyone to know that. Does he stop crime? Sometimes. Does he cause crime?
He sees a lot of crime.
He does. He sees it while
I don't know if he stops it or even participates
in the middle of it.
He sees it. What? 40 in hand just watching it happen.
I've heard it both ways, ladies and gentlemen. The flannel death has given us a tip and said, hey guys, loving MCU in review.
Yay!
You brought up William Hurt as Thunderbolt Ross and how he was in Civil War. Ross in the comics becomes Red Hulk. Do you think Red Hulk could appear in the MCU?
Probably.
No.
Wait, really? You don't think he's going
to? Sure do.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why would they do that? Because it's one more character.
Eventually, they're running out of characters.
You know, William Hurt. Nobody's like begging for more William Hurt. No offense.
But
to
people
Hurt.
Like Red Hulk.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
Cool.
People just
he's
started conflicted. To like Hulk.
No.
Avengers was the first time where we all left. We're like, that's fucking great. Hulk's awesome.
Let me put it this way.
Other than Jeremy Dunham.
Before all of these movies were made, there was a Hulk series.
Yeah.
And they brought in Ang Lee.
Yeah.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragons. Ang Lee to make Hulk. And boy, he did a push-up job with
he
that
He made a
one.
Movie, all right.
He made some people. He put some people on camera. And then they made it. They were like, it's so good, we got to reboot this. We can't let this go.
Yeah.
Amazing Hulk. No, the Incredible Hulk, right?
The eventually, Amazing Hulk.
Yeah, and then they were like, we're good. We're good. So they left
We nailed
Hulk.
It. We did. We crushed it.
They did nail it.
Morph.
Now I morph. P.S. I love. This best friend, XOXO, is your opportunity as a human being to shout out another human being you feel is doing a great job at being a human being.
Who's
you go to
kindoffunny.com/bestfriend,
fill out that form, just like A-Town 1 did. A-Town 1 is shouting out Sacramentos. Link. Kaylee. Kayla. Oh, Link, Kayla,
Sarcomatose.
And Sarcomatose, thank you. Link, Kayla, and Big T. A-Town 1 says, I am submitting these four best friends for helping me complete the raid on Destiny 2 in just 3 hours. Say it again.
Sarcomatose
answered my call for help on the Kinda Funny Facebook group, and later that night we were celebrating a fairly painless victory. They also all offered to help me complete the Prestige Nightfall so I can obtain the D2 Platinum.
How many words are
Thank
making
you,
sense
best
to you right
friends.
Now?
That line. Last sentence you made up. You made up. It's the kids in the basement with Ted. They were like, we need to come up with some funny names for things that that our parents will think we're playing a video game while we're actually just fucking experimenting with hardcore drugs.
And sex and rock and roll.
How about this? How about, what are you guys doing down there? Oh, he's helping me complete the Prestige Nightfall so I can obtain the D2 Platinum. If I heard my kid say that.
Jesus, you dorks!
If I heard my fucking kid say that.
Yeah.
And now I know that bullying is wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And I know that.
You crack your beer and come next.
But Jesus Christ, I would want to bully one of those kids. I would just be like, I'm sorry. You guys got to get out of the house. You got to play some football. You got to play the fucking pigskin. You got to throw the pigskin around.
You were a big pigskin player, right? Yeah, when you were in the marching band. You guys would put down your fucking trumpets
and
trombones.
I'll tell you one thing right now. You've never seen a tighter spiral than what this fucking arm can throw.
Yeah?
Right here. Right here.
Okay.
Pinpoint accuracy.
Kevin, give me a football.
Cool Greg, I need a football.
We don't have a football, Cool Greg. You don't have to move. Right, don't move yet.
Nor can I throw one.
You can't throw a football?
Yeah, I can throw a football. I got a fucking tight
spot. Wait, can't you or can you? I don't understand.
I can. Of course I can. I'm a man. Last time, a couple times I did it, though, I threw out my arm. Greg, it's giveaway time.
You're held together with chewing gum and paper clips.
I'm hanging on, man. I have not been sleeping well the last few days. I'm nervous about the show on Thursday.
I know. You got your head about it.
I keep staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching comedians in cars getting coffee, which is the wrong thing to do because it's really actually good. Successful comedians who are really funny. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, maybe if I watch them, I'll get some. No, that's a bad thing to do. I should be sleeping.
How long is the set for you on
Thursday? 7 minutes.
Okay.
It's my standard set.
Your normal thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is fine. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that even if I bomb, it's still going to be fun and everyone will be, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
But I'm like, I built this up in my brain.
But this is like, this is similar to Kind of Funny Live when you did stand up. Like, this is a layup. Like, you can't miss this.
I hope so.
Because you got like 20 of us going. I'm sure there's a bunch of best friends going.
Yeah.
We're all going to be fucking stoked.
A lot of people are coming.
It's what you're going to do is fuck over everybody else. Because you're going to get the biggest reactions and the biggest laughs, and everybody else is going to come out like, man, the crowd's on fire. And they're like, hello, everybody. And we're like all packing up. We're like, all right, see you later.
And here's what I want to do. Here's my ultimate goal. I want to go on first. I want to kill.
Fucking crush it.
I want everyone to be like, that was phenomenal. And then I'm going to go to Mr. Club Owner, Mr. Cobbs, and be like this. You either book me on your show from here forward,
or this
crowd leaves. Right? And if he says, I don't believe you, I do a signal.
Everyone gets up and they just leave.
It's like that scene from John Wick 2 where everyone just stops.
Yeah.
And they look over.
I didn't see John Wick 2, but
no,
I imagine.
It's a good movie.
I didn't see any of the John
Danny
Wick.
Saw it.
I didn't see John Wick 1
Danny
either.
Saw it. Danny loved it. He's shaking his head at me like, no, I loved it.
No. He's like, no, okay. I loved it.
It was great. Greg, tell people how they can win this giveaway.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are 4 ways to win the video games we give away each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. The first is be in the chat like so many of you are right now live on Twitch. We love and appreciate you. Thanks for coming and hanging out. Having a good morning with us. Kind of Funny Games Daily up next. Also, though, the other way to win and not have to be here, or be here if you like, is to sub to the channel. If you subscribe to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, you get the cool emote next to your name. The cool emote. You get the cool kind of... It's been forever since I did this. Kind of Funny logo next to your name. The cool emote. It's private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me and Big Kev Dog. And you get the show ad-free unless we bake them in, which we're about to do. However, the most important thing of being a Twitch sub is that you are automatically entered to get each and every giveaway we do. So you don't have to be here. You can go... What did I say? You can take your mom to face surgery in London or whatever and all sorts of stuff. You can go and
damn.
It's fine.
What's your mom doing to her face?
Dog bite.
Dog bite?
Chihuahua.
Oh, it's a legit face. She's not getting like Botox or something.
No.
You're not taking her to get a face.
Her face
lick,
off.
Just get you, like, face.
Remember also, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you get to give away one subscription each and every 30 days. You have to give it away each and every 30 days, and we would love if it went to us. Remember, we read subs at the end of the show, aside from when they're crawling up here. We read them at the end of the show here and at the end of the Kind of Funny Games Daily. Also, if you don't want to, you know, want amplify your chances to win, not have to be here, or just have 3 or 4 chances to win, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 and up level. Not only do you get early access to all of our YouTube content, you also get entered to get each and every giveaway.
That was really good.
Thanks.
You missed rusty. You missed one. No, it was good. It was fucking fun.
What I missed?
You missed one thing. It's the new thing. You wouldn't know because you're not on the show that much. If you are a subscriber, I called you the chosen few.
Okay.
The golden children.
Okay.
The diamonds in the rough.
Sure.
The non-norms.
The non-norms. Okay.
If you're not a subscriber, you're a normie.
Sure.
That's what you are.
Sure.
Now, people say, Nick, that's a negative way to reinforce positive behavior. And I say, you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are giving away Fate Extillia, the Umbral Star, a bunch of other made-up words that people put into the title. Have you played Fate Extillia, the Umbral Star?
Sure haven't. No.
Well, it's on PS4. Your chosen
trophies.
Platform.
You got trophies.
So there you go. You can get those trophies. Today's winner is from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, Arvel Crynide. Arvel_Crynide. Two things I like about that. One, I can say the words, and two, there's an underscore in your name. So congratulations, sir. You all. Is there another Arvel Crionite out there that you're like, I had to get the underscore for?
Apparently. Well, I like it because then it spells it out. You see, you do this all the time. When we read subs at the end of this and tips at the end of this, when it's all lowercase and run together, you're like, maybe this says Daisy, maybe it says Hail Russia. I can't tell.
We don't fucking know. We don't know. When is the Let's Play we filmed for Nidhogg?
Party mode?
Two. Yeah, when's, obviously, yeah, the party mode.
When's party modes live? Are rolling out. I think the one you're talking about at the very end is going to be 3 weeks. So tomorrow for patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Oh, no, that's not how this works. Right now there's one out, right? It's a week
no,
window?
It's Tuesday, so Wednesday.
So
tomorrow. A new one comes out, but I don't think it's the one.
But it goes up for Patreon tomorrow.
Yes.
Is it Basketball with Jeff?
I don't know which one it is. No one knows, right?
If Andy would come to work, we could ask, but
he's getting a tooth that broke in half and his Gundams. Mouth removed.
Don't act like it's like, oh, he did it. He broke that happened when he moved here. His yeah. tooth no, disintegrated,
yeah.
and he did nothing about
it's
it.
A disgusting
I don't have any
thing.
Sympathy
it's
for
really
him.
It's really gross. The tooth fell out of his mouth, and the dentist was like, well, if it doesn't hurt anymore, I guess it's just dead.
It hurt for like a week, right?
Well,
it hurt, and then it crumbled and fell.
He walked
everybody
it off.
Everybody
sent
him some sweet, nasty love.
No, don't do that.
Anyways, all the party modes coming up are going to be great.
The one that I'm talking about, I don't want to ruin it.
Nidhogg. Don't just leave it there.
But. Oh boy.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh boy.
I'm looking forward to that one being released.
I pulled a Greg Miller the other day where I was just I think I was just hanging out with my wife and I just started laughing about that. It's just like what I'm like, there's no fucking way I could
yep. I went home and did the same thing to Jen. I'm like, we just had a party mode and it was awesome, but like it's such a you have to watch it devolve into that.
God, we're terrible human beings. Ladies and gentlemen. That's been our show. We're gonna go into the 3 and 3 right now, talk to 3. We'll take 3 questions, comments, and concerns from non-subscribers, the normies. And then we will go to the chosen few, the golden children, the diamonds in the rough, the subscribers. You beautiful subscribers out there. Remember, if you guys have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Did I use mine? I did. I subscribed to Craves Snow. That channel. It's a great channel. I popped into their chat yesterday. Am I going to watch more of their content? Maybe. Maybe. But it doesn't matter because I've subscribed to them. And that's all that matters.
Let's take it forward.
Some. Nick, can you rank all the movies in the John Wick cinematic universe? I sure can. I would say John Wick 1, fantastic. John Wick 2, close second. Done. Nailed it.
Mighty Mouse 56, Greg, have you played Tiny Metal yet? No. This is the one I was talking about yesterday at the end of Games Daily, right? Where I was like, that's Advance Wars. And Tim's like, no, it's not. And I was like, it looks like it. Is it? Is that the one that I need to be playing? Let me know.
You didn't look into it further?
No, buddy. There was a fucking work all day long.
Hey, I was here too.
Yeah, I noticed you have a lot of time to look into things, though.
What does that mean?
The Steve9X says, Nick, when is your episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee going to happen? Soon. I just have to become a world-renowned stand-up comedian first and then become friends with Jerry Seinfeld. But those
easy.
Two things
That's
don't
easy.
Seem insurmountable.
He'll be at Cobb's.
Yeah, I'm sure he will be. Maybe he would. That'd be amazing. Actually, that would be horrible. Because if Jerry Seinfeld walked into Cobb's the day I was going to go there, for sure I would get bumped. They'd be like, you're gone, sir. We don't know who you are. And then we execute Ghost Protocol. And I go like this. And everyone stands up and looks at him. And they walk away.
Yeah.
Do all of them?
We shake our finger.
Do people skip out on their bill?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They can't catch us all.
That club? Yeah, they can't get everyone.
Flying Wombat says, Nick and Greg, if you were attacked by geese, how many do you think you could take at once? Great question.
Ooh. A couple hundred.
Geese? They're big, dude. They're bigger than you think they are.
I can take some geese.
The problem with geese is this.
I've had their
small
flesh
heads,
before.
Yeah.
Right?
You know I mean?
And those are their only vulnerable spot. You kick them in the stomach, they come right back at you. The head is where you gotta punch, but you gotta be fucking pinpoint precision with that thing. You know what I mean? Am I thinking swans? Is that what I'm thinking?
Similar. They're similar.
Right?
I mean, that's like, you're in the same boat.
Because swans are terrified. They got those long necks, right?
What I like about this question is that
sweating.
There's no pretense to it.
Yeah.
We know this is happening, and that's when it gets interesting. Because you think about it right now, the times that Canadian geese, any goose has chased you and waddled at you and it even nipped you and pinched you. You think about it as, oh man, that was scary and I ran from it because you didn't have to kill it.
Right.
Now you fucking know. So now, it is Liam Neeson, end of whatever that, what one was it? The fucking wolf movie. And you're just like fucking squaring up and it's like,
great movie.
Come at me. And it would be like, I like to imagine, I'm going to get pinched hard.
Oh, yeah.
The balls and the dick, that's going to be
the
part that I'm scared about.
They're gone.
But I am looking forward to the one moment where I fucking do it like Batman 1989. Just go, do, and get all their necks. I just have all these fucking good. And I won't tell you what I'll do, but it's very much like when he gets all the balloons.
Thank you. I was like, I don't remember him doing that in someone's neck, but
he gets all the Joker balloons. Yeah.
Scud, 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 scud Where does he get those wonderful toys? There's two types of people that fight Goose, okay? People that run away and people that just go, fuck it, and you charge right into them. I'd like to believe that you and I are the
Again, though, that's the fun part about this, is that you know you have to.
Yeah.
So, you know, this isn't I'm trying to escape them. I'm like, fuck, I'm in there. Hopefully I'm wearing a cup, but I imagine this is popping off and I'm not. So what I would probably do is take off my shoes.
I don't really need my dick anymore. That
wouldn't
be the first
thing.
Ball
up my socks, put them in front, fake bulge.
Oh, smart.
You know what I mean?
Oh, fake bulge? What if you put it slightly to the left so they kept attacking that and your bits and parts are good?
I don't like that. I don't like that's like the MacGyver episode where they were trying to crack a lock and it turned out it wasn't locked. Like, I can't take the risk that they're just going to turn the doorknob. You know what I mean?
You're in the very Danny Mac, how many goose do you think? You're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
How many fucking Canadian geese do you think you could take down in one foul swoop?
Like an infant one. They are big and mean.
They're fucking mean, right?
They are turbo mean.
It's like a moose. You're like, oh, a moose. But you don't, and then you see a moose. You're motherfuck, that's a big thing.
A moose is like 12 bears in March.
Yeah. They're big.
Mooses are big, but like a geese, like you just gotta hit them hard enough in the neck, just break it. That's all you need.
Yeah,
to do.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. What do you do? What do you fucking?
You saw me hit that watermelon. Like I'm gonna karate chop.
Like it's just that thing, right? Of like I'm aware that like all of this is in the pinch zone.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But if I'm staying up high and it is, and like it's just stomping on necks, like they're gonna miss on some of these bites. You know what I mean?
Geese are razor blade like, I've heard.
Are they?
I've heard. But yeah, just stomp a neck.
And I feel like, I mean, we've always talked about, and I'd have to pull up my pants before we get going, but I do have good leg range.
I do have good
leg range. So if I got to like do the roundhouse kick, like I'm going to pop, 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 take
now,
a few.
I love this, and dare I say, I don't want this topic to go long, but JPS Collins has given us a phenomenal follow-up question. Greg, follow-up question, how many toddler-sized Kevins could you take?
Ooh. Now they're
now full. It's
hold on
Kevin,
a second.
Fully formed.
I was gonna say they're the same mental capacity.
They have Kevin's genius intellect.
Jesus,
but they're stuck.
You
in
know,
the
a couple of them are gonna have razor blades hidden in there.
Jesus Christ, this kid's razor blades. One of them has an explosive on it.
For sure.
One of them just ready to take out the whole room, fucking jihad
style. He's
just
waiting for the right moment to be like.
There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll put it as in subholy mode.
Try to do a little voice here.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He's gone. He's off the
rails. That is, like, for real, though. That's terrifying. How many toddler-sized Kevins could you take? That's fucking horrifying.
More than one Kevin would be terrifying.
Because they know how to fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're going in for your legs.
Yeah, no. Oh, God. I maybe get, like...
You got one that's gonna be biting right for the balls the entire time.
I know, that's the thing. Yeah. I feel, and that's what I'm saying is I feel like
they also understand this game. They know they have to kill you.
And that's the thing is maybe if there's one brave one that's like the top of the triangle of flying duck formation, maybe I get that little bitch and I lift him up and I just get to pop his head like that or loose off his neck.
Yeah, you know.
But then while
that.
That's happening, right, they're all koala-ing your legs, I'm down.
They're forming a ladder of themselves, so they can climb up to your face. Yeah. There's all sorts of things.
They're trying to sous vide me.
Oh man. Amy Gill says deep breath, Kevin. Deep breaths. We're gonna get through this together, everyone. Bert 80 says best morning show ever, but he put like an ellipse after it, like maybe it's not, you know, so maybe it's a question. I don't
think
know.
He means it's still getting better.
Lexi Gunner says, hey Greg, can you make a shirt with the fact that phrase and use Collins you're dismissed emote but using your face instead? No, because we made a what's up everybody shirt and a fact that shirt and they did not sell.
Did they make a fact that shirt?
Yeah, it was what's up everybody and then it was my face outline and it was like I thought it was the fact that.
I don't think we ever. No, we did. It wasn't the fact that.
Was
it was.
What's up?
No,
there was the what's up everybody that was on.
I think it was you know what I mean, wasn't it? Or no, there was one.
It was
that
one
was,
of my
it was one of your
phrases
and
yeah.
we went through there. Yeah, they didn't sell well, so that's a dumb idea, people.
Pirated TV Pro says fighting them won't do anything, and says how to stop a goose attack. He sends me a WikiHow. You got to get away from the goose.
No.
Well, I'm not trying to get away from them. I'm trying to fuck them up. You know what I mean?
None of these people are trying to kill the geese.
I'm gonna tell you one thing right now. If a goose comes at me, I'm fucking that thing up.
Sure. You know,
going
now you know jiu-jitsu.
Hard on it.
You're gonna be fucking busting out all sorts
because
of shit.
Because the thing is, it only has one way to attack you. The fucking beak, right?
Yeah.
Control the neck with a rear naked choke.
Sure.
And it's yours. And then just lift it up and let it strangle itself. Let it snap its own neck. Let it snap its own neck. You know what I mean? It's not a rear naked
choke.
They do
have that one claw, don't they?
This is a simple choke. Do they?
Like a raccoon?
I don't know. See, maybe I should learn more.
Feet, or am I thinking turkeys?
I think you're thinking turkeys. Yeah. Turkeys have razor blade claws like raccoons.
And here's the thing about turkeys. I know they're delicious, so I'm trying to kill it a lot faster.
Mo Metamark in the chat, a sub, says, the Team Fat shirt is now not on the site. I need that shirt. Well, I don't know anything about that, number one. We'll look into it.
Yeah, we made it.
But number two, like, come on, man. The shirt's been up for fucking years.
We made
four years on two different stores.
It got all the way to apron stage. That's how long this shirt's been around.
All the way to apron stage. If you need it, I need you to buy it right away. You know what I mean? Not everything's going to be up there infinitely.
Here's what happens behind closed doors when it's just me, Greg, and CEO, President Ted Farnsworth. Greg goes, I have this wacky idea. And he has to prove to us whether or not this is a good idea. And the way he does that is by getting you guys to buy the idea once it's out. Right.
That's why you won't get the shirt you just talked about, because you didn't buy the other two Greg shirts with Greg phrases on it.
You know? Did you ask for those? No. Did Greg ask for those?
I did. I think. Yeah.
Maybe. Who couldn't remember that far back?
We should get another Portillo shirt. Remember yesterday. Sell, man.
So it doesn't matter. Oh, we should. How come we don't have another Portillo shirt up?
No, no, you're all monsters.
Fuck that up.
We should do the Tim hates me.
We sold two, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah, they do. This Portillo shirts sell like nobody's business.
Yeah, we got to get Portillo.
Did we just sell two?
There was the Diamond Dachshund one. There was the Red Dog on black.
And then there was the actual Portillo size.
But I don't think we sold that one.
Yeah, that was Panda.
Panda made that, and then we printed it up. I think it was like a limited thing. And maybe we did sell it.
Yeah, I think we sold it.
Final question of the day comes from Seriously Jason, who says, are geese light enough to swing around over your head? I don't think one hand. I think with two hands I could. But it's also, that thing's fucking thrashing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, you're going to get some thrashing, but that's also going to help break its neck.
To the Extreme says there was also Portillo in the cape.
Oh, that's right. We need another Portillo. It's time for another Portillo.
Time to bring it back. Man.
You know what I want? Is I want that picture of Portillo from Pet Camp where he looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
Where he's like, ah. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's enjoying himself so much.
Yeah.
He's like, ah.
Now, Eric can't be shown says, but what if they're new best friends? They can't be blamed for not buying stuff they didn't know about. Again, we've been shouting from the rooftops for a long time. We're out here making this stuff.
That's a really good point, though. You know what I mean? I do feel like an asshole now. Because he's right. Maybe he saw the Jeff Ramsey.
There's a million. Maybe he's been down on his luck and he just got a job and he can finally buy. I understand these things. But it's the same thing when people are like, oh man, you have this shirt up, but you don't have it up in 4XL. And I'm like, well, yeah, because nobody buys those.
Yeah.
I understand you need that, but you have to understand that sadly, this world continues to spin. It doesn't care about me, it doesn't care about Cool Greg. It cares about nothing. So it just spins around, fucking spinning.
And we all, if it weren't for gravity, we'd all just shoot off. Shoot off the fucking planet.
Yeah.
That's the negative way of saying that. I'll give you the PR spiel. We'll look into that for you. Not sure why that's not on
the store. Yeah, I don't know why. Team Fat, sure, you think should still
that's
be
a staple. So we'll look into that for you. And maybe, fucking maybe we'll bring back a Porty shirt at some point.
Make a new one.
Joey, make a note. Porty shirt, Team Fat shirt. Maybe Joey should come into work from now on. Is she here?
She's here.
Nobody knows. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Kinda Funny Morning Show for Tuesday, January 9th. Yep, nailed that one. I will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with one of the Kinda Funny crew. Up next, though, Mr. Greg Miller and his wonderful beard return for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Stick around for that. Also read subs in the middle. A little sub sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
I do know
a little
sub
grinder,
sandwich.
A little grinder sandwich. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Bye. Kevin, cut the feed.
I'm glad you do that.